ASAP. What's going on, Big Pimpin'?
Hey, man, what it do, man? How you living?
Hey, man, we just up here in H-Town matriculating and trying to make it do what it do down in the city.
ASAP. If you don't know what the hell he's saying, don't feel bad. We don't know what he's saying either. But just go with it like we always do, bruh.
All right, long live ASAP in store of the day. Tell us about the album, Big Pimpin'.
Man, all I can say is I'm trying to make legendary music. I just want to make it different than, you know, what everybody's doing at this day and age. I learned from the best. I'm influenced by people from all different regions of the world, especially coming from Houston, you know, Port Open and everything, RIP Pimp C. Shout outs to Bum B and everything, you know what I mean, DJ Screw. I mean, all of that is legendary influences. You know, I'm from New York City, but I was raised on Southern music. I was raised on Midwest and West Coast music. And all of that is manifested into my music that I make when I'm being creative.
Hey, Rocky, I wanted to ask you too, man, how was that? Because when I heard your album, I'm like, man, this show sounds like some Texas stuff, man. I mean, which I appreciate it, but I'm like, how can a cat from New York be so highly influenced by, you know, Midwest and the Southern region?
Like, really and truly, I really can't explain it, but all I can say is Houston culture is, like, one of the, like, most influential cultures of my generation. I mean, yeah, I'm not from Houston. I don't claim to be either, you know what I mean? You couldn't tell the Wu-Tang Clan that, you know, they couldn't be in a shadow boxing kung fu movies and, you know, they couldn't rep Wu-Tang because they never been to China. You know, they've been influenced by the culture. That's all that. Honestly, though, I mean, it's all about the culture, you know what I mean? And
right.
I think when those guys and Screw and everybody was doing what they was doing, they did it. They set it up for people to be able to, you know, be influenced by it. I mean, music is supposed to inspire. If not, what are we all here for?
Rocky, I know your real name is Rakim. At any point, did you ever consider saying that my rap name is going to be Rakim?
So I'm going to keep it real. I never wanted my name to be Rakim because those shoes are too big to try to fulfill. I'd rather make my own shoes.
I mean, because it's your real name. You can use this name. You know, you never even consider, like, yo, I'm going to go by Rakim.
I only let the ladies call me just to let them feel special one time. I'm like, you can do it. Go ahead. You can do it. Other than that, man, I'm rocking with the Rocky, man.
I know that's right. Okay, I can't be mad at you for that, man. I can't be mad.
Man, I just want to know this, man. On this effing problem song, man, how did it all come about with, you know, you hooking up with Drake, 2 Chainz, and Kendrick, man? Like, y'all all, like, cool, y'all homies, or was it just kind of mostly a business situation?
Most people don't know, but Drake took me, 2 Chainz, Kendrick Lamar, French Montana, Waka Flocka, everybody on tour with him last year. And I feel like it was like a Club Paradise. That was the name of the tour, the Club Paradise tour. I feel like it was a Club Paradise reunion when 2 Chainz, myself, Drake, and Kendrick did Problems, because it was like one of those things where it was all organic energy because we genuinely were all, like, cool with each other. So, you know, it just worked for the better. It was like the younger cats just, you know, flossing and all that. Like, you ain't had that in a while. You know, it's mostly the cats that been here for a while that could get off like that. It's rare that you see new artists such as myself and Kendrick make, like, hits, like, out the box like that, you know what I'm saying? And we just trying to really just change, like, the way radio thinks and everything, you know, and just try to keep it within, you know, our whole conglomerate. And I think it worked.
Will anybody else in your crew, Rocky, be dropping music, or right now 100% focus is just on you and what you're doing?
Nah, man, ASAP Ferg just got signed. He's my partner. He got signed last week, and he has this single called Work. Oh, man, it's going crazy. You'll see in about, like, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It's going crazy. Once
All right.
It goes, like, viral and hits, like, MTV, everybody's going to know about it.
We talking to the homie ASAP Rocky, man. Long live ASAP. Man, you're going to get in front of a whole different audience, man, because you're going to be the special guest on Rihanna's Diamonds Worlds tour, man. How's that feeling?
I can't wait, because I know Rihanna got some pretty fans. Like, them girls got sexy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to get jiggy, bro. I'm going to go green.
Speaking of that, man, what type of clothes are you rocking right now? I see you like clothes. You have a different style when you be dressing. What are the hot designers right now?
Man, I say them all the time, man. It's that high, just the high-end stuff, man. You know, I'm into stuff like Dior and all that other
Okay,
stuff.
Just give me a couple of names so I can go look it up after we get off the phone.
I mean, I wear Marc Jacobs, Christian Dior, Alexander Wang, Givenchy, Balmain, all that, man. Oh. You know, I give it up, man. I'm one of the flyest, man. You know, what can I say?
That's that big pimping gear. Big pimping gear right there, man. If you're going to matriculate, you got to matriculate with the finest gear you can on this south of the North American continent. You know what I'm talking about?
We don't even know what he's saying. Yeah.
Whatever he's saying, we win. Yeah,
I know. It makes sense to me because he's talking that player talk.
And they're going to rock it, filling his head up.
Well, ASAP, man, we sure appreciate you calling into the Man of the Morning Show. We definitely going to look when you come to town on the Diamonds World Tour, man. And we definitely, H-Town, support you when you come in. You always sell out the shows and everything. So we definitely are going to be here when you come. And we're going to buy the album. We're going to buy one for the car, one for the house, and one for one of our tenderonis.
By the way, before I hang up, I want to say I want to thank y'all for y'all support, man, out there in the H-Town, man. That's one of the, it's like a second home that I never lived at, if that makes any sense. It's like the motherland. It's my Africa.
We appreciate it, Rocky. Good luck to you on the album, bro.
Yeah, no doubt, man. God bless y'all, man.